This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. I'm Jonathan All. The Phantom Regiment Drum and Bugle Corps held this year's spring training at Western Illinois University. Now the group is about to leave town for 2 months of competitions across 16 states. The Phantom Regiment's stay here in Macomb is getting rave reviews. For the past 3 weeks, the campus of WIU has been filled with the sounds of drums and brass. As the Phantom Regiment Drum and Bugle Corps honed its show, practicing in various locations around campus, Phantom staff members say Macomb and WIU exceeded their expectations. Will Pitts is the program coordinator and brass arranger for the Corps. He says having access to Hanson Field with its artificial turf and tall press box made a huge difference.
So if we're in a place where we're, you know, on a grass field without any sort of elevation like the stands or the press box, it's hard for us to get a picture of how the sum of the parts are working, not just the music, not just the visual, but how every element is working together. And so having the stadium and having other facilities where we can get work done, we are able to have a better idea of what needs to be fixed and fix it sooner so that as we get on the road, we're performing a more completely produced version of the show.
Pitt says the group also benefited from Vince Grady Field, the fields behind Brophy Hall, and the huge parking lot known as Q Lot. He says those locations made it easier to break into groups and sections for detailed practices. Members of Phantom Regiment are also singing the praises of working at WIU. 18-year-old Claire Wilcox from O'Fallon, Illinois, is the head conductor for Phantom.
We make the joke a lot about this is country club drum corps, but it really is. Our bathrooms are cleaned every single day, and they're super nice and indoor and air-conditioned, and that's totally not typical for what we're used to.
Wilcox also says that everyone in Macomb and at WIU has been very helpful and supportive. She says that makes a difference in how they rehearse.
Every single day we have people coming out to watch us, and they're excited to see what we do, which makes it so much more real here. You know, sometimes we almost feel isolated when we come out to spring training and we're just working hard all day, but we get to kind of see that result a little bit when people come to watch us, so that's really exciting.
One of those people coming out to watch is Scott Lawson. He's a webmaster at WIU and spent many years in his youth in marching bands and drum corps. He said he and his family enjoyed watching Phantom.
It's been really exciting. Where my office is, I work on campus, and the window in my office overlooks the football field. So I can come in the morning, look out my back window, and there's Phantom Regiment down on the field, you know, stretching, getting ready for their day. And it's just really exciting having them here.
Fans are not the only ones who like having Phantom Regiment in town. The 150 Corps members and 50 staff boosted the local economy. The Apollo Laundromat in Macomb typically is not very busy on a weekday in the summer when most college students are gone. But owner Bill Butcher says he was swamped for a few days when Phantom members came into the laundromat in groups of 35 using every machine.
Couldn't have asked for a nicer group of kids. They were all very polite. They were very respectful. They respected my, you know, my machines. And we're very nice to everybody here that was on staff. And just we're a great group to have in here.
Butcher says between the boost in revenue and the quality of the clientele, he wants Phantom to come back every summer. And that thought is shared by Phantom staff. Program coordinator Will Pitts says the entire staff wants to return to Macomb next year.
The access to facilities and the flexibility we've been given by the university to kind of take over a lot of this space and be able to use it, it's been just amazing for us, so we would love to be back.
But it will be weeks, if not months, before Phantom Regiment makes any decisions on a new contract with WIU for the next year or any additional years. Phantom's executive director, Rick Valenzuela, says the core focus right now is getting ready for competition this summer. Phantom Regiment will hold a free public performance of their show tonight at 8:30 at Hanson Field. Then they hit the road for their first competition in Detroit. I'm Jonathan All, Tri-State's Public Radio News.